Hey, grown-ups, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. My partner and I have been working really late hours lately, so it's been so wonderful to have these no-fuss, no-mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50, and use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. We've got another Goose Girls episode here for you today, but before we get started, I'd like to send a very special shout-out to Lydia Ann in Minneapolis, and wish a very happy birthday to A.V. Camel Law, Haley, and Annabeth in Maryland. Annabeth, Haley, A.V., Lydia Ann, thank you all so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Bo Peep, Sheep Detective. Enjoy!
I just flew in from Mother Goose Land, and boy, are my wings tired. All right, corny joke. But this bird is here on serious business. I'm Lucy Honker, the famous goose behind Mother Goose. You might have heard the rhymes about Mary's quite contrary, or with lambs that wouldn't let up. Well, I'm here to spill the tea on those girls of Mother Goose. And yup, I'm naming names. Today's name? I'm looking at you, Little Bo Peep. Little Bo Peep lost her sheep and didn't know where to find her, right? Wrong! Peep happened to be an awesome detective, ready to crack cases like Mother Goose cracks eggs for breakfast. Ever taste a goose egg frittata? Extremamente deliciosa! Ooh, but I digress. Let's check in on Detective Peep. Her real story is worth investigating.
Detective Gumshoe thought she ran out of clues until she discovered telltale teeth marks in the chewed up bubblegum on the sole of her penny loafer.
That, my friends, was Little Bo Peep doing what she loves best, reading mystery stories. But one day, when her pet sheep Sleuth and Scout were missing from their pen, Detective Peep had her own mystery on her hands. After examining the crime scene for clues, she declared,
"Somebody left the gate open and it wasn't me! Sleuth and Scout were sheep-napped!"
Detective Peep was on the case. But who would take two sheep? Putting on her woolly detective thinking cap, Peep came up with three suspects. First suspect?
The local knitting club, the Knit Pickers. They can never have too much wool for their knitting projects.
Second suspect?
Farmer Floyd counts sheep every night to help him sleep. Could two of those sheep be Sleuth and Scout?
And last but not least, the third suspect is
Shelly the Border Collie. The pup is a champion canine sheep herder. Could she be a sheep napper too?
Dun dun dun! There was only one way to find out. Detective Peep would question each suspect, starting with the club president of the Knit Pickers, Felice Needleman.
Felice, huh? Sounds like fleece, as in soft, lammy wool. A coincidence? I think not.
Peep's eyes suddenly landed on a basket piled high with yarn. The woolly yarn was the exact same color as Sleuth and Scout. Peep asked to take a look, but instead of a look, she took a whiff.
And you're smelling the yarn because...
Because a detective's nose knows, ma'am, and my nose knows that this wool is not sheep. It's llama.
Our club only knits with llama wool, Detective. In fact, we're just about to change our name to Llama Mamas.
Then I'm happy to say your knitting club is off the hook. Unless you're crocheting. Get it?
Got it.
Next, Peep headed to Farmer Floyd's farm. Farms had lots of secrets. The potatoes had eyes, and the corn had ears. If only they could talk.
Farmer Floyd, Detective Peep, I'm here about a sheep napper.
Did you have to say nap? I've been counting more and more sheep lately to make me sleep.
And where are these sheep, Farmer Floyd? In the barn? In the fields?
In my head. I imagine sheep jumping over a fence one by one and shoot!
Hay fever, Farmer Floyd?
No, wool fever. I'm allergic to wool, you know.
Allergic to wool? Still wearing her woolly cap, Detective Peep stepped back and the sneezing stopped. But when she stepped forward...
If you're allergic to sheep, Farmer Floyd, you would not have Sleuth and Scout on your farm. Or any sheep.
What the farmer needed was a good night's sleep. And Detective Peep needed to question her next and last suspect, Shelly the sheep-herding border collie.
I'm going to question that dog. And because she talks to humans, she is going to answer.
Shelly lived in a doghouse big enough for Peep to squeeze inside. It was also big enough to store Shelly's herding trophies. But the latest trophy wasn't for herding sheep.
My little eye spies a trophy. For frisbee catching?
Woof! That's because you're looking at the new canine frisbee and flyball champ. Would you prefer a selfie or my autograph?
Detective Peep was too busy reading the date on the trophy to answer. The frisbee catching contest was today. Sleuth and Scout went missing today, too.
And since there's fresh doggy drool on the winning frisbee, Shelly, You were too busy chasing discs, not sheep.
Shelly the Border Collie was a good dog. But with no more leads, was Peep still a good detective?
I need more suspects. I need more clues. I need 2 scoops of mint chocolate chip ice cream in a cone with sprinkles.
Hey, even a detective needs an ice cream break. But at her favorite ice cream parlor, Lester's Lickety Splits, Detective Peep made a delectable discovery.
This mint chocolate chip tastes sweeter than usual. A lot sweeter. And kind of familiar. Whoa. Lester, what was that?
That was me, Detective Sheep. I mean, Peep. Just announcing the ice cream flavor of the day. Banana.
Nice try, Les. I can taste that your secret ingredient is sheep milk, which is super sweet. And that sound I heard? An unmistakable bleat.
Oh, no. How about some extra sprinkles and we forget the whole thing? Marshmallow topping? Gummy bears?
Step aside, please.
Detective Peep followed the bleats to the back of the store. There she found...
Sleuth and Scout! Yes! I solved the case and got my sheep back. And you, Mr. Ice Cream Man, have a new flavor. Toast!
So, Detective Peep found her sheep. Not by waiting for them to come home, wagging their tails behind them. She found them by using her case-cracking skills and never giving up. In fact, Peep soon opened the Bo Peep Detective Agency, where she had her own office, a sidekick in Shelly the Border Collie, plus a cool, catchy motto.
No one pulls the wool over our private eyes.
But most of all, Little Bo Peep found Sleuth and Scout. And if you want more juice from the goose, you can find me, Lucy Honker, next time with another Goose Girl tale. The true tale. And speaking of tales, I better hightail it back to Mother Goose Land before Goosey Goosey Gander gets my job. Ooh, gotta fly!
That was Bo Peep, Sheep Detective by Judy Kachka. Performed by Annie Hank and Merritt Marsh. Produced by Maria Wertel. Line produced by Harry Poster and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham.
Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for listening, and remember, I believe in you.